It's time for exciting high school basketball on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Follow your favorite hoops team all season long as we strive to bring you the most exciting girls and boys basketball games in northeastern Kansas, all the way to the state tournament and March Madness. The following is an exclusive presentation of high school basketball and is proudly sponsored by our area sports boosters.
Hey!
Here now live and direct from the court is KNZA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Y'all ready for this?
The March Madness continues postseason high school basketball, and I don't care where you're at in the state of Kansas, I would wager that it doesn't get any better than what we have on tap tonight here at Sabetha High School. It's Class 3A Substate Girls Semifinals. And three of these four teams have been to state in the last couple of years. These are teams that have all been ranked at some point during this season. It is the best of the best in the Big 7 and Class 3A. And the only unfortunate thing is that only one of the four teams in action tonight will qualify for this year's state tournament and have a chance to advance to the Final Four in Hutchinson. Good evening, basketball fans, along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke, as we are broadcasting live on the Sabetha Channel tonight at mscsports.net, as well as here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Appreciate our partnership with Rainbow Communications, helping make the video broadcast possible through the Sabetha Channel as well on Facebook and mscsports.net. Logan and Mike Bitterman helping out, as well as Kellen Russell here tonight, and Ryan Noel will join us for some color commentary during this doubleheader as well. It's third meetings of the season. Our first matchup has the top seed Nemaha Central taking on the number four seed Jeff West, and the Thunder won twice earlier this season, but only by 7 points. And just 1 week ago when these two teams played, the Thunder beat the Tigers by only 3 points. Our second matchup will feature the Sabetha Blue Jays as the host substate school, the number two seed, in their third meeting against Royal Valley. The Panthers are the number three seed, and those two teams split their season battles and matchups in the Big 7 earlier this season, so that one's a rubber match, and Nemaha Central's 2-0, hoping to make it 3 against the Jeff West Tigers here tonight. Glad to have you along. It should be a fantastic night of high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Of course, besides this contest, we have several other games going on that you can follow along with us or listen to the live broadcast in Class 2A at Valley Heights. That action tonight for the boys is on sister station Care 93.7. In Class 1A, it's girls action tonight and a doubleheader at Centralia with those games on 92.1 KMZA. So we have broadcasters throughout the area, and we'll be able to keep you up to date with all the scores going on here this evening. And we do have a Community National Bank local high school scoreboard show to kind of recap it all, update your brackets, and look ahead to the next couple evenings, as tomorrow is semifinals as well, and Saturday the substate championship games. Jeff West and Nemaha Central, our first matchup, followed by Sabetha and Royal Valley here tonight, as Logan Bitterman and Ryan Noel join me on the broadcast. And Ryan, I know we were talking a week or two ago about, you know, positioning yourself for a postseason run and what it's like this time of year, but now you're really here, and now the pressure's really on, and unfortunate, I guess, that these teams have to continually meet and kind of knock each other out without equal opportunities to advance to a state tournament, but man, you look at the resume of these four basketball teams tonight, and it shapes up to be some fantastic action. Maybe. Go ahead, Ryan.
Can't say enough about them. Like you said, both teams tradition rich. You know, when you look at the four teams here that we're going to broadcast tonight, definitely four of the top 10 teams in the state. So there's great basketball here in Northeast Kansas, and we get to witness it. But on the flip side of that, yeah, only one team is going to get out of here, which makes it awful tough. So you got to be playing well right now.
At this point, I think the team's certainly happy to be here, but not content. Logan, you follow the Sabetha Blue Jays really throughout this basketball season on the Sabetha channel, and of course, they'll have Royal Valley later tonight, but I don't think if you're Sabetha or Royal Valley, you're probably cheering for one team or the other at this point. I mean, it's kind of equally tough. I think all four of these teams realize they're going to have to play two of their best basketball games of the year if they want to survive and be crowned champions here on Saturday.
Yeah, this is definitely, at least in my opinion, Justin and Ryan, you guys might agree with me here, this is probably the best Class 3A substate in the entire state of Kansas. And with all four of these teams, if you're any of them, well, Seneca, you've pretty much, you beat everybody in the Big 7 League that's in this substate still out of the four teams. Jeff West, obviously you haven't gotten around Nemaw Central yet. You have your third chance right here. This is your opportunity to get it done here in Sabetha. This time around, it's on a neutral site, so anything's possible. Whereas the two teams later on for Sabetha, you've lost to Royal Valley once this year on their home court. You beat them here on your home court. You got to keep the three-point shots off. And that's the one thing I think with the second game, Justin and Ryan, with Royal Valley, they're one of the best teams at the three-point shot. If they get hot from out there, they could definitely be a team to watch in this substate.
Going to be a fun night of basketball, no doubt about it. Let's break down this girls matchup before we take our Boomer Steakhouse pregame timeout. Nemaw Central only one loss all season after starting the year 15-0. They lost to Sabetha at home by 10 points, but now they've responded and won five consecutive, including the opening round of this tournament, a 74-39 victory over Oskaloosa. 20-1 record for Haddon Hilchin in his 11th season. Of course, the Thunder were undefeated last year and ended the state semifinals before it ended abruptly. Nemaw Central this year winning the Big 7 League title again, going 13-1. For the Jeff West Tigers, like Nemaw Central, they were at the 3A state tournament last year, and this season they come in with a record of 13-7. That includes a win against Tiawatha on Monday night in substate, the third victory over the Redhawks by a final of 40-31. Jeff West has lost to Nemaw Central by 7 and then by 3 points just 1 week ago when these teams hooked up in Meriden. John Malloy, the head coach of the Tigers in his 8th season. And we'll get you their starting lineups as they are the visitors and in their road black uniforms with the red numerals and letters trimmed in white. For Jeff West, their starters include 5'9 junior Melanie Roney with 5'8 junior Kristen Biltoff. Also starting in the backcourt is a 5'5 freshman Ella Dickey. On the wing, 5'9 junior Brooklyn Michalis. And in the middle, it's 5'10 junior Mallory Young. So Young, Michalis, Dickey, Roney, and Biltoff, who Roney and Biltoff both averaged double-digit scoring outings for the Tigers. Nemaw Central, the home team on the scoreboard tonight. They're the top seed, and in their home white uniforms for Haddon Hilchin, his starters include the return of Hannah Mackey to the starting lineup. Missed three games earlier this season. Mackey, a 5'5 senior, battled that shoulder injury, but in the starting lineup after easing back in here the last couple of Thunder games. 5'8 senior Cassidy Corby, a starter in the backcourt as well. She leads the team averaging 16 points per game. Taryn Ganstrom, a 5'4 junior in the backcourt, along with the inside combination of Riley Roddinghouse, a 6'2 senior, and Ella Larkin, a 5'8 sophomore. Roddinghouse averages 10 points and nearly a couple of blocks per game. So it's Nemaw Central and Jeff West. We'll take a Boomer Steakhouse pregame timeout. Back with the opening tip-off here in 3A Girls Substate on KNZA and the Sabetha Channel at MSCSports.net.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With five auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holton, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
It's all about connection, and Rainbow has a special offer for the essential connections in your life. Sign up for Rainbow's 25 megabits internet and receive $15 off per month for 6 months. Or sign up for Rainbow's 50 megabits or higher internet plan and receive $30 off per month for 6 months. Certain terms and conditions apply. Visit Rainbow's website at rainbowtel.net for term details and more information.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
And welcome back to Sapatha. We are just underway. Jeff West, the visitors start with the basketball. They'll move from right to left on your radio dial and on your screen here in the first half. Tigers and Coach John Malloy hoping the third time is the charm against the Thunder, as they missed their first shot of the night, but now get the offensive rebound and a drive and a miss by Roney, but she gets another offensive rebound. So two free throws coming here for the Tigers. And we're our first possession of the night, but Jeff West with a couple offensive rebounds despite being kind of an undersized team here in this matchup. Cassidy Corby got the foul. It's Roney at the line, 54% on the year, and the sophomore hits the initial free throw of the night for our first point. One versus four seed matchup. These teams played last Thursday in Meriden, with Nemaw Central winning by three. Roney eyes it and tries the second free throw and binds it, nothing but net. And the Tigers will wait at half court defensively as Hannah Mackey in the home white for the Thunder nearly threw it away. It was tipped by Biltoff over towards the scores table, but the Thunder will keep it here. Kind of hard when you play a team three times in a year, right? I mean, you try to maybe throw a couple wrinkles at them at some point probably, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's the postseason. You want to be really good at what you do, but in these situations, you know, you have to have something a little different.
Here's a drive by Hannah Mackey, and she's bumped before attempting the shot. So one foul now on each team. And the foul against Jeff West, charged to Ella Dickey. Lob in to Riley Roddinghouse at the high post. She's got to stay on the court now to foul trouble. Here's a shot blocked away from Ella Larkin. Good defense by the Tigers. Corby, nice shot fake. Drives from the three-point line to the basket and a blocking foul. She'll have a chance to tie us up heading to the foul line as the foul whistled against Mallory Young, who had tried to slide over and take the charge. Both teams getting on the offensive glass. Their first trip up the floor. 2-0 Jeff West lead as Corby attempts the free throw and connects. Corby 73%. Both these teams are very good at shooting free throws. Hence, they've won a lot of games and most of the close ones. Thunder have had to come from behind several times this season. And the second free throw no good by Corby, so the Tigers up by one. We'll have Kristen Biltop, 13 points per game, a returning All-League junior performer for Coach John Malloy. Spinning, working against Ganstrom, now near corner, a wide-open Trey. Michalis tickling the twine with a three-point basket. Biltop set it up, able to penetrate the lane. The defense collapsed, and Shalis knocks in the triple. Mackey dribbles to the left side, kicks it out behind the line to Ganstrom, who took a look, and now she penetrates and is fouled. It's on the floor, but this is number two on Mallory Young. Neither of these teams have a ton of bench depth, but especially Jeff West, already starting a freshman. And they call that on Roney, excuse me, not Young. So that's a break for the Tigers. Roney and Young each now have one personal. Team foul number three. Dickey has one as well for the Tigers. Larkin dribbling left side, pocket pick. Roney comes up with the steal. First turnover of the night, two on one. Roney to Biltoff. Back to Roney for the layup. And you can't execute a two on one much better than that. Roney gets the bucket, and the Tigers lead 7-1. The assist that time by Biltoff as we're 2 minutes now into this contest. Cassidy Corby dribbles to the far wing, defended by Biltoff. Jeff West is man-to-man defensively. Up top is Ella Larkin. Drives, kicks, Ganstrom fakes the three. Thunder tried to settle in and find some offense. A team that averages just under 50 points per game. Good backdoor cut. Mackey, tough catch under the basket. The ball knocked free, and Michalis steals it away. Second turnover on Nemaha Central. Here's Roney, a little stop and go all the way left side. Missed the layup. Had to adjust the shot around Rodinghouse. And now Corby to the other end. To Gamstrom, wide open, set, three-point shot. Good for Taryn Gamstrom, the first field goal for the Thunder.
And I really think this up-and-down pace favors the Thunder. You know, Jeff West, more of a disciplined team. They're going to run the dribble weave against the man-to-man and hit their sets. Coach Malloy, that's something his teams have always done tremendously well. But when you get up and down, you know, the drive, the kick out, favors Nemaha.
Here's the first turnover against Jeff West. Thunder have a 3-on-2. Corby near side. Gamstrom another three. And that one no good off the iron, but a rebound by Nemaha. Out to Corby, and the Thunder reset. Down just a triple at 7-4. Both teams have had a couple offensive rebounds here in the first few minutes. Rodinghouse looking for cutters. Back up top to Larkin. Near side now to Mackey. Hannah scoring 7 points per game on the season. That's third on the squad behind Corby and Rodinghouse. Near side, Gamstrom has it. Michalis defending her. Backdoor cut underneath. Nice catch. The shot, no, but a foul as Ella Larkin able to get a good, clean look. And we'll have two free throws here for the Thunder. Nemaha Central 20-1 had that long Big 7 and overall winning streak snapped against Sabetha just a few weeks ago. Is this free throw no good? Ella Larkin will get one more, just a sophomore. And our first substitution of the night takes Mallory Young to the bench and brings in Meg Tibbetts, a 5'8 junior for Jeff West. Second free throw by Larkin is good, and it's a 2-point game. Our lineups tonight are presented by Holt House Auto House with a great lineup of vehicles on the lot in Fairview and online at holthouseautohouse.com. First sub also in for Nemaha Central, that's Addie Holthouse. She's a 5'10 sophomore coming in for the Thunder. Dickey will try to handle the ball here against Mackey. Hands it off on the weave to Michalis, who hit an early 3-point shot. Biltoff's been good from long range this season. She'll pop here at the left elbow, and that one no good. Rodinghouse with the rebound. Nemaha Central, a different team with Rodinghouse's presence at the offensive and defensive end. We saw her in a bit of foul trouble against Sabetha that one game they lost.
Yeah, that's very true. She got into foul trouble that game, and that really affected their offensive, you know, production inside. Just a huge presence in there.
Here's Holthouse on the far side. Thunder have the ball down only 3 minutes, 48 seconds left. Down though, Corby, and boy, I love how the Thunder are getting movement offensively and finding open pass to the basket. Corby scores her first field goal.
If you're a basketball lover, that's the old Brad Underwood. It's the, you know, you're going to get the spread look, and you're coming off of a high screen from the post. There's a lot of opportunity for backdoor layups.
And then a Michalis three unties the game at 7. Michalis hits her second trifecta. Tigers back on top, 10-7. 3:20 to go here in the first. Gamstrom has it. Now back to Rodinghouse, who set the screen. Posting up is Holthouse. Gets it dribbled and called for the travel. That is the third turnover against the Thunder here in this game. Jeff West will have the basketball. They go to their bench again as Michalis, who's hit the two trays, comes out. And Allie Warden, a 5'7 sophomore, makes her first appearance. Tigers have led throughout this game. Neutral court for these two teams in their third matchup of the season. Roney looking to spin through the lane. Nice wraparound pass. Not fielded very cleanly by Tibbetts. She couldn't get a shot off. And then a travel on the shot fake before Biltoff used the dribble. Jeff West gives it right back despite a really nice pass there down low.
Yeah, and I think the Thunder bench over there, they were looking for a travel earlier. And that one might have been a little bit of a makeup. Old Mr. McGinnis caught it, though, eventually.
Corby up top, Gamstrom has it. Tigers still man-to-man D. Down low, Rodinghouse, the double-teamer, tried to pass it, but Warden got a hand on it, and the Tigers come away with the basketball. They're trying to get it inside again, or the Thunder. Players waiting to check in. Roney again drives, bounce pass this time, didn't get there quick enough to Tibbetts, and the Thunder knock it out of play. 2:29 left here in the first quarter. 10-7, the Tigers lead. Nemaha Central brings in two players, Mackenzie Henry, a junior, and also back to the floor is Ella Larkin. So the Thunder and Jeff West both have gone too deep off their bench. Roney at the foul line, hit the jumper. The southpaw off to a great start. Roney's got 6 to lead all scores. Lead is 5 for Jeff West. Henry skips it up top to Larkin. Out of the far side, Gamstrom.
Jeff West had an early 7-1 lead, up by a handful currently. That ball could have been deflected, but never seen. It was Dickey, so Corby drives and draws the foul. This one on the shot, going to put her at the line, and it's a personal on Melanie Roney, and that is her second personal. So the first Tiger with two fouls. Roney will have to go out, and after a real quick break, Kristen Biltoff set to come back in. Free throw for Corby, the first of two, is true, nothing but nylon. Roney out with two fouls, Biltoff returns. Jeff West, only two seniors on the roster, but neither one of them play much at all on the varsity level. Corby's second free throw is good. A little more experience for the Thunder, as Corby now has 5 points, and she is one of four seniors on this Nemaha Central squad. Under 2 minutes we go, a three-point Tiger lead. Allie Warden, several role players that can make some outside shots for Jeff West. Seen Michalis hit two already. In some trouble as Warden is tipped away by Holthouse. Corby had it, knocked free again, and Michalis touched it before it went out in the near corner. Tigers burn that possession with their third turnover of the night.
We talked about familiarity, Justin. This is where, you know, these two teams, they know each other. A few subs come into the game, and the benches are both, you know, making their adjustment based on that, really wanting to pressure the ball up front against those new guards.
Thunder tied this game at 7, but still yet to have a lead. As the ball goes over to Holthouse on the far wing, she'll dribble to the top, looking inside, but Roddy now is covered up nicely by Tibbetts. Mackey and now Henry near side to Corby as the Thunder whip it around. They get a lob pass. No backside help. Easy layup for Riley Roddinghouse. Pretty good lob, huh?
You know, it just seems like they're playing so well right now. You look at the scoreboard and it's almost unbelievable because they're doing great things on the offensive end. They're getting defensive touches and stops, but, you know, Jeff West battling away.
Tigers turn it over. The turnover is now even at 4. Here's Corby coast to coast. Missed the layup and fouled. And Brooklyn Michalis will pick up this personal. That is her first, but already team foul number 6 on Jeff West with 62 seconds left here in the opening frame. And Thunder have a chance to tie or take the lead here with Corby to the line where she's already made 3 of 4. Free throw is good. 6 points now for Cassidy Corby. Had to be about the best sixth player on any team in the state of Kansas a season ago. Came off the bench for that undefeated Thunder squad as she hits both free throws here. Now has gone from the sixth player to the star of the team, 16 points a game, and now has made 5 of 6 free throws to get her 7 points and put the Thunder on top for the first time.
I think she's the last kid you want to foul on the floor. Just her free throw percentage is so high, and she visits the line so often. It's going to take some discipline to keep her off the stripe.
Quick travel here against the pressure. Ella Dickey turns it over. That's back-to-back Tiger turnovers. As I didn't even see Corby go off the floor. She must have when she made that second free throw, but she's right back in there for Coach Haddon Hilchin, who got his 200th win earlier this season in his 11th year with the Thunder. Nemaha leading by 1. The lob to Roddinghouse again. Tipped by Michalis, but Roddinghouse touched it before it went out of bounds. And a little bit of an adjustment that time for Jeff West, but they're going to have some backside help there with Roddinghouse having a huge size advantage inside.
Yeah, that look is just too available right now.
Dickey gets it, dribbles across the timeline, right to left, then lost the handle. Corby nearly got a steal. Biltoff has it. 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. Tigers now down 1 for the first time tonight. Biltoff dribbling. Boy, Ganstrom had a 5-second count going. Nearly got the steal and the ball out of bounds. To Nemaha Central. Boy, if you love defense, watch Taryn Ganstrom for about 7 seconds right there.
And they're all over it, and you like the energy from the crowd. You got people down on the front standing up, clapping, just really encouraging that kind of effort.
Thunder leading 13-12 as we head to the final 20 seconds of this first quarter. Skip pass to Ganstrom. Nemaha Central has 4 players that have already scored. Mackey has it. Ganstrom down low against Warden. It goes up top to Corby. She looks to drive, and it's fouled by Meg Tibbetts. That's 7 fouls on Jeff West. And it's going to put Corby to the line for a 1-1. First personal on Meg Tibbetts, but Roney already on the bench with 2. Coach Malloy talking to his team probably about adjusting a little bit here to the officiating as the free throw's good. Corby hits the front end of a 1-1, and Nemaha Central is getting a lot of points at the charity stripe. Now 7 of 9 free throws as a team. Corby shoots another one, and bullseye as that one's good. She's got 9 points. And it's 14-12. Nemaha Central. Corby again out to take a little rest defensively here at the end of this first quarter. Thunder will come with full court pressure. Jeff West has 11 seconds. They get it into Biltoff, who's double-teamed, in trouble. Gets rid of it to Dickey. Now only 5 seconds to go. Pass ahead to Warden. Into the half court and down the lane, all the way underneath to Michalis. Near baseline, a triple. No good at the buzzer. And despite Jeff West leading by as many as six, it's Nemaha Central closing the quarter on a run. And the Thunder lead 15-12. It's Class 3A, all Big 7, Substate semifinals from Sabetha. Back after this on KNTA.
Trust. Since the 1950s, your family has trusted their family for all your vehicle's needs. From engine oil changes to engine replacements and everything in between, Ireland Custom Exhaust is where you should be. Trust the ASE certified technicians for more than just your daily driver. Now, Ireland Custom Exhaust can fix and install wiring for your stock trailer and also trailer brake repair. Trust Ireland Custom Exhaust. It's their family helping yours. Located south of Holton on Highway 75.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For a free insurance review, visit local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Ryan Noel, Logan Bitterman, and the Sabetha Channel crew here tonight for the 3A Girls Substate semifinal game number one. Nemaha Central leading Jeff West 15-12 as we begin the second stanza. We'll reset the Holthouse Auto House lineups for you as Anna Mackey, Riley Roddinghouse, also Ella Larkin, Addie Holthouse, and Taryn Ganstrom out there for Coach Ilchin and Thunder. And I missed it, Coach. There was an offensive foul called there against the Thunder.
Yeah, Roddinghouse just had her hook down low. You know, you get open, you don't get the ball, your arms get pretty involved, and you reach around and hold her there until they throw it in. So she got caught.
Jeff West will try to handle it against the pressure. Tibbetts nearly lost it. It is picked up by Nemaha Central, driving his Holthouse to the basket, and they call the jump ball. Pretty good defense there by Biltoff. Didn't want to pick up a foul. Thunder fans not quite so sure, but the possession arrow will give it to the Tigers, who still trail by three. Turnovers becoming a bit of a problem for both teams, but more so Jeff West here lately. Ella Dickey, the freshman, guarded by her own number one, Hannah Mackey. Up the court, here's Jocelyn Hartley that just came in, but not strong enough with the basketball. She lost the handle, but now Warden steals it back, and she missed a layup. Tigers with a couple golden opportunities that they can't convert. 3-on-2 Thunder. Holthouse goes baseline. Shot over Hartley at the front of the rim. The rebound is tipped, but the Thunder control it. Larkin has it out to Ganstrom, and boy, the ball bouncing the way of Nemaha Central, it seems like, on both ends of the court currently. Down low, Roddinghouse turns, little baby turnaround hook with the right hand, and Riley Roddinghouse scores for the second time tonight. Thunder now up five, lob to Dickey, nearly stolen. Ella now has it through a double team and a foul. So it was 7-1, fouls in the first quarter, but now 7-3 is the Thunder with their third personal here, and it's charged to Hannah Mackey for the first time tonight. Mackey goes out, here's the Jeff West lineup. It's Dickey, Biltoff, Warden, Michalis, and we mentioned Jocelyn Hartley, a senior off the bench at 5'11". Lineups brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Biltoff working against Ganstrom again, D'd up right there in her grill. Got a 5-second break in the count. Now Biltoff separates again, kicks it to Hartley, shot from the foul line is no good. Rebound Thunder. Here comes Nemaha Central. Stopping is Corby. Ganstrom lobs it to Roddinghouse. Way too easy as she rolls around Hartley and lays it in for two.
Yeah, right now you're seeing, Roddinghouse is taking advantage. You got some new players in the game in the post, and she's just going after them. They're throwing it in and letting her eat. Good basketball.
Tigers in some trouble again. Coach Malloy wanting a timeout, and he'll get it as our first called timeout by a coach here tonight. It's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. Boy, the defense of Nemaha Central turning into some offense and helping him out right now.
Yeah, they're swarming. They're just swarming the ball. They're all over it. And I'm sure you know that's a scouting report. Like we've talked, these teams have seen each other before, so you know what works and what doesn't. But, you know, a lot of good strategy being employed. And, you know, I'd say right now, yeah, Nemaha is getting the best of them, turning them over and getting some points off of that.
Jeff West will find a way to better handle this full-court press as they'll keep the basketball. But now trailing by 7 points, it's our biggest margin of the night, with Nemaha Central ahead 19-12 and kind of extending a run that they had there to close out that first quarter. Nemaha Central, remember, took their first lead of the game at 13-12. So this is a 8-0 run right now for the Thunder. Once they got that lead for the first time at 13-12, they haven't stopped. Now up 19-12. Tigers with the ball. Double screen set for Biltoff. Can go either way. Hannah Mackey stays with her. Biltoff trying to get something going here for the Tigers. Drives and is fouled on the floor. Jeff West only 2 free throws, while Nemaha Central has attempted 10 of them already here in this game. That's because it's only foul number 4 on the Thunder. And it is on Hannah Mackey, and that's her second personal. First Thunder with 2 fouls is Hannah Mackey, the senior. Mallory Young back in for Jeff West and also Melanie Roney. Boy, they missed her out there. Here's an inbound tip and stolen away by Camstrom. Camstrom's D has been terrific. Tigers with 9 turnovers. Here's Corby as the Thunder look to add to an 8-0 run. Henry checked back in. She gets it near side to Larkin. Now up top, Gamstrom, quickly left side, Corby, ball fakes, drives on Young, wraps it underneath to Larkin, who shoots the three-pointer and missed it badly. Rebound, though, Dickey didn't find it in time, and Gamstrom chased it down. Now she shoots, and it's blocked out of bounds, but a foul again on the Tigers. Couple big offensive rebounds for Nemaha Central, and Jeff West just seems to not maybe have as much focus as Coach Malloy would probably like, whether that's not seeing a ball that you could have stolen defensively, not getting a rebound that was coming your way. You know, not taking care of the basketball. It just seems like a lot of little things that are really hampering the Tigers here at the moment.
Yeah, you're right. They just seem out of sync. And I know some of the early fouls probably, you know, helped get them there. But they're going to have to really focus up to get back in this thing.
Gamstrom missed the first free throw but made the second. She's got 4 points on the night. Now 9 straight scored by Nemaha Central to push their lead up to 8. As we approach the 5-minute mark now here in the first half. Winner plays Saturday at 2 in the sub-state championship. Roney spent quite a bit of time on the bench with 2 fouls. Here's an open look. Dickey at the elbow. It's no good. Rebound to the Thunders. Jeff West not getting any second chance opportunities. Michalis went for a steal and missed. It's 5-on-4. Corby all the way into the lane. To Gamstrom in the corner. Fakes the 3. Now back to the trailer. That's Larkin. Right baseline. Corby bounces into contact and scores. Cassidy Corby now in double digits with 11.
And the ball movement there, you know, a quick transition opportunity, went from one side. Gamstrom passed up 3 in the corner, made the extra pass, and one more extra pass after that for a layup.
Roney lets some cutters go by. Now we'll shoot a long 2-point shot, missed badly. Roddy now clears the rebound. The Thunder by double digits and bringing it ahead. Here's Henry in transition, fouled hard. Michalis already has 2. We'll see if it's on her or if it's on Biltoff. But the foul trouble for Jeff West becoming a serious issue as now Brooklyn Michalis just got hit with her 3rd. And Roney has 2 fouls, a total of 9 on the Tigers here in the first 12 minutes. The Thunder have been great at the line. They'll return here with Mackenzie Henry to get her first tries of this evening. Free throw is no good. 4:14 to go till the break. 22-12 Nemaha Central. We will have about a 45-minute intermission between the two games tonight. The second half of our doubleheaders, Sabetha and Royal Valley, will not tip off until 8 p.m. this evening. Second and 2 free throws good again this trip for Nemaha Central as Henry gets her first point of the game. And that's a 12-0 run now for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, Jeff West has just got to find a way to stop this. Get on the board, change those numbers, you know, run a set, something that gets you off that number because you've been on 12 for a long time.
Roney. Man-to-man defense by Nemaha Central. Roddinghouse camping in the lane in the middle. A drive by Roney. Tried to get contact, but no. She might have twisted an ankle. Roddinghouse with the rebound. Roney slow getting back. Corby looks underneath. Turn and the shot up and in for Addie Holtow, who's the 6th different Thunder player to score. And it's getting away from the Tigers at 25-12. Biltoff will back it out. Jeff West, a team that only scores 43 points per game. They're a team that likes to play in front. Long skip pass, Warden. She'll try a tray. And that one's an air ball long. Rebound, Corby and Roney battling for it. It's going to be Thunder basketball. In for Jeff West comes Meg Tibbetts. Roney going out. They'll check on her. She went down hard at the other end. And now a timeout called by Coach Haddon Hilchin.
First one that he's taken, and we'll take it with him. 3:18 to go, quarter number two.
We'll return here in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, joined by Ryan Noel, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell, Mike Bitterman. We got the whole crew tonight with live video as well. You can go to the Sabetha channel at msesports.net and watch along with tonight's action. Ryan, that means that we can't just make things up tonight like it's a radio broadcast, because those folks might be scratching their heads that are watching the live video feed here tonight as well.
Held to a higher standard, Justin.
Indeed it is. Logan's used to that. You have to be perfect every night, right?
Yeah.
25-12 as out of the Thunder timeout, they have accelerated here to the tune of a 14-0 run currently. And we're at 3:10 to go here in this second quarter. Reset the lineups as Henry gets it to Larkin. Rodinghouse, Corby, and Holthouse out there for the Thunder. Pass down low to Rodinghouse, turns and shoots, and the bank shot sticks in there. Riley Rodinghouse now with 8 points on her fourth field goal, and the run continues. Tigers haven't scored in this quarter. That's been over 5 minutes. Built off in the near side wing. It's a three by Warden. That's no good. And after making two early threes by Michalis, boy, the Tigers have gone absolutely cold from everywhere on the floor. Here's Corby in transition with the left side layup. And now it's an 18-0 run here for the top seed in this sub-state. Corby's got 13 points. She single-handedly outscored the whole Jeff West team. Biltoff has it, crossover, step back, and open three. This one good. Finally, Biltoff scores to stop the run. A desperately needed basket by the Tigers.
Yeah, that's a big shot. You know, he had to get off that 12, and there it went. But here comes Nemahov right back at him, you know, transition up the floor and get an easy look at the basket.
Tried to answer with a three by Holthouse, but it wouldn't go. How can Jeff West add to it and get a little momentum back before the break? Biltoff, their leading scorer and returning all-league player, working against Cassidy Corby, one of the best in the league in her own right. Biltoff working around the screen from Tibbetts. Not a lot of movement. Three across the baseline for Jeff West. Couldn't get off the three. Loves that little shot head fake. Now gets it to Dickey, who shoots. And that's high off the rim. No good. A battle for the rebound and a foul underneath. This one's on Nemaha Central. Just their 15th foul, so no free throws. 9 fouls on Jeff West. Thunder not in near as much trouble. Mackey, the only player with 2. This one is number 1 on Mackenzie Henry. Ganstrom and Mackey come back in for the Thunder. And for Jeff West, Mallory Young returns to the lineup. They'll lob it to her at the elbow against Rodinghouse. Scoots it back to Roney. A 3-point shot from straightaway is short. Tigers not getting those 3-pointers to go. 29-15. Mackey nearly lost it. Gets it, but double-teamed without the dribble and bailed out by a foul. Jeff West kind of had a position that they liked there, but they commit a foul, their 10th, and they're going to get a couple free throws out of it. Sabetha and Royal Valley girls coming up again at 8 o'clock tonight, followed by our local Community National Bank High School Basketball Scoreboard Show. Hannah Mackey, first free throw of the night, good. She's the 7th different Thunder player to score in this game. Nemaha Central had an 18-0 run. Pretty incredible. Minute 17 to go in the half. Mackey got them both. The Thunder, man, they've about made as many free throws as Jeff West total points here tonight. Doing a good job getting to the line and making them count.
Been very aggressive with the ball. You know, penetration has been vertical, really getting after it and trying to get to the paint. And, yeah, it shows on the stat sheet. defensively, they've helped themselves a lot, and they've rebounded the ball really well.
Here's a three by Warden. That's an air ball. And offensive rebound by Young. Basket no, but a foul, and Mallory will get a couple free throws here for Jeff West. And it's not time to panic, per se, although they're down by 16 points, but some of these quick threes, if they continue to miss badly, you know, Coach Malloy is going to encourage some more patience and at least higher percentage shots as Young knocks down the free throw. He's the fourth Tiger in the scorebook, but Jeff West only 3 for 3 at the line as a team. Emoff Central is 13 out of 16 at the line here in the half. Young going to get one more. Southpaw. That one no good. A lane violation for Nemaw. Looked like both teams had a player kind of stepping in there early, so I didn't know how they would call that, if
yeah.
they would.
I think both of them looked at each other and thought, oh, boy, this is interesting.
So Young gets another try here. Redo on the second. Shoots and connects. So 2 points for Mallory Young. And we're under a minute to go here in the first half. Corby into the half court. Huge crowd here on the near Seneca side. It's packed in purple and will be later tonight for Royal Valley as well when they play Sabetha. 40 seconds left here. There's a ball kicked to the scores table. That Mr. Hayden over there that had quick reflexes, Logan?
Yep.
PA announcer, Mr. Hayden. About eight that one. 31-17. Mackey near side to Ganstrom. Now Mackey dribbles to the left. Tigers still man-to-man. 10 fouls. Don't want to pick up a cheap one here in the final seconds of this second quarter. Corby gets it, got a screen, and Biltoff ran over the screener. So it will be free throws as Ella Larkin setting that screen, and Kristen Biltoff, like a freight train, picks up her first personal foul. Larkin 1 for 2 at the line. Third free throw is good.
And as well as they're shooting free throws, you know, some of the conversation at halftime for Jeff West has to be keep them off the free throw line.
Yeah.
You know, really, that is a difference in this ball game right now.
One more try here for Ella Larkin. And that one off the back lip, rebounded by Jeff West, who has Kinley Stones, a freshman, in there for the first time, a girl that doesn't play a whole lot of varsity. Called upon here as the Tigers trying to find some answers offensively. Biltoff has it in her hands with 7 seconds to go in the half. Gets by Ganstrom, tried to pass it, but it's deflected. 2 seconds left, and jump ball? What'd they call there?
Jump ball.
Yep.
Jump ball, and Nima Hall's going to get one more look at it.
Maybe. I mean, 1.8 seconds here. We'll see if they can get a shot off. They might be content to get it in, head to the locker room. Yep, up by 15. Pretty good half. At the break, our score, Nemaha Central 32 and Jeff West 17. 3A girls substate basketball. Our halftime show coming up next as we pass 6 o'clock here on FM 103.9, KNZA Hiawatha, and the Sabetha Channel at msesports.net.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In sports, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. It's really the same thing with finances. Earning money allows you to score, but saving money helps you stay in the game. For a reliable teammate, see us in Holton, Boyd, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Houlton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Houlton.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Houlton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And at the break, it's Nemaha Central Girls as the top seed in this sub-state and only one loss all year with a comfortable lead, 32-17 against Jeff West, thanks to a 17-5 second quarter and a first half in which the Nemaha Central Girls at one point scored 18 consecutive points. That run started with giving them their first lead of the night, 13-12, and it continued into the second quarters. Jeff West went without a point for almost 6 minutes of basketball. Justin Flick back with you, joined by Ryan Noel, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell on the Sabatha channel tonight at MSCSports.net. And a couple big things, but man, you mentioned free throws, and we talked about it a lot. Here's the totals. 13 of 18 free throws made and attempted for Nemaha Central. Jeff West gets to the line just five times and makes four of them, but Tigers in some foul trouble, and boy, it's one thing to commit some fouls, but it seemed like every one of them must have been on a shot for Nemaha Central, and they certainly made their fair share of those freebies in the first half.
Yeah, 13 points coming off of free throws in the first half, and you know, that 4 or 5 number, I'm not even sure how you register that one where you had a lane violation. Does that count as a free throw or not? Somebody out there will have to update us on that, I'm sure. But, you know, you're winning the free throw battle hugely. You're winning the foul battle. You're getting pretty much what you want offensively if you're wearing a Thunder uniform. So Jeff West at halftime, they got to be talking about limiting fouls, keeping them out of the paint. That's been the high percentage shooting in the paint has really caused them trouble. Rodinghouse got hot there, and they had some matchups that they liked, and they just threw over the top and scored with ease. So there's going to be a lot of things to talk about at halftime, but I think the most important one is, you know, clean up the fouls a little bit, force Nemaha into some tougher shots, and then be more aggressive on the offensive end.
The other thing that's kind of crazy to think about is that Jeff West had a 7-1 lead early on in this game, and I was looking at the turnovers, and Nemaha Central had 6 turnovers in the half, but 5 of those came in the first quarter. They only had 1 turnover. It seemed like maybe, and you would expect that in a game of this caliber, and your season now on the line, a little bit shaky early, but the Thunder did have 5 turnovers kind of early in this game. They fell down 7-1, but boy, once they got going and kind of got the lid off, they no doubt took full control. Here's our first half statistics. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group for year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return. Tax preparation offered throughout the year and advice with the Optimized Tax Management Group members. That includes Houlton Tax Service with Mike Tankian and Kay Onler in Houlton, or NEK Tax Services with Jacob Gingst and Gary Schlegel just west of Whiting. For the visiting Jeff West Tigers, just 4 girls scored. Brooklyn Michalis hit a couple early threes. That's how Jeff West got their 7-1 lead. She has 6 points at the break. Melanie Roney has 6 points. A 3 for Kristen Biltoff, and a couple free throws for Mallory Young. That's it for the Tigers, who trail by 15 points. They were down by as many as 17 at one point in the half. They, by the way, had 9 turnovers in the first 16 minutes. For Nemaha Central, they had 7 different players score, but Cassidy Corby led the way, including going 7 of 8 from the free throw line herself. Corby has 13 points. Riley Rodinghouse did some damage inside. She scored 8. Taryn Ganstrom has 4, including the only made 3-point basket for the Thunder, so they make 1-3, and Jeff West actually hit 3 of those. Rounding out the Thunder first half totals, Addie Holthouse with 2, Ella Larkin with 2, Hannah Mackey with 2, and Mackenzie Henry has 1. The winner of this game will play on Saturday at 2 p.m. against the winner of our 8 o'clock girls tip tonight between Sabetha and Royal Valley, their third meeting and rubber match this season. So the top four teams in the Big 7 League are all in the semifinals tonight, but what's crazy is that Hiawatha finished fifth in the league. They got knocked out by Jeff West. Holton finished sixth in the league. They're still alive in 4A. They will play Saturday for a sub-state championship. And then two big upsets from teams in the bottom half of the lower third, if you will, of the Big 7 League. Prairie LeCompton girls are playing tonight at Wellsville in the semifinals as they beat the number 3 seed Burlington back on Monday. And then Riverside in Class 2A won two nights ago as they beat the number 2 seed ACCHS, a 16-win team. But Riverside, who finished dead last in the Big 7, is the number 7 seed, won their opening round 2A sub-state game. So the Big 7 League, phenomenal. The non-league record is fantastic. Logan, you've seen all those teams this year, and I'm guessing not too surprised that all the Big 7 girls teams are still alive except Hiawatha and fighting in the semifinals of sub-state.
Yeah, and that's just where we always talk every single time we have a Big 7 League matchup. This is one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. And it's not just basketball, not just girls, boys. It's in every sport. Obviously, football, you see how many times you got Holton, Nemaw Central, you got Sabetha. Hiawatha is usually kind of in there. Perry, LeCompton, you know, the last couple years. And then in basketball, especially on the girls' side this season, these teams have been playing great. And they just, it kind of stinks getting to watch them play each other because they just beat up on each other all year round. So you have tournaments. A good example is Hiawatha. They always host a tournament, Nemaw Central. Whereas Sabetha, you know, they go to Burlington, they get to play different competition, and that's why coaches like Scott Berger, that's why they do that, is so they can see other people and get used to other teams, you know, bigger schools. So you're not just beating up on the same teams you beat up on the entire season. But that just doing that in the regular season gets you set for games like this tonight and games like later on.
Midseason tournament's a huge success for the Big 7. These two teams both won games at the Top Gun Classic in Wellsville. Nemaw Central repeated as tournament champions. Jeff West finished third in that tournament. But here tonight, it's all Thunder so far. Nemaw Central girls lead 32-17 over Jeff West as we take a final timeout here on our halftime show. By the way, Clifton Clyde girls lead Jack tonight's 12-8 at halftime in 1A. And in 2A boys, it's Marhill Mount Academy 28-27 leading Riverside at the break. 32-17 here. Nemaha leading Jeff West. Third quarter starts after this on Kansas Land Radio.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Slagle and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holtel?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office and the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great deal at Holthouse Auto House.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And welcome back, studio engineers Seth Tolleson. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Ryan Noel, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell, all helping out. We're on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. And here on KNZA, 103.9 FM, we're also underway now in the second half. Jeff West will have the basketball, the visiting number 4 seed. And the Road Black Unis get it in the lane, but the shot blocked by Roddinghouse away from Mallory Young. And then a foul, no, a jump ball as Ella Larkin tried to rip away the rebound. Good job, though, by Brooklyn Michalis. She was battling for that rebound with three personal fouls. We didn't mention the foul trouble, but Michalis has three and Roni has two for Jeff West. Hannah Mackey has two for Nemaha Central. Thunder push it ahead from right to left, and the home whites here in the second half, and they turn it over. This is the seventh time tonight. Nice pass to Bill Tom from Roney to convert. Kristen with just her second field goal, 32-19.
Well, that's the start you want. You know, you came out, you got a turnover, you got a stop, now you went down and scored, so that's good stuff.
One possession at a time, you can't get a 15-pointer, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to chip away at it. You're going to have a lot of good possessions, but, you know, more good than bad at this point, and give yourself a chance in the fourth quarter.
Anna Mackey near side, Ganstrom in the corner to Corby, who leads everyone with 13 points. Skip pass to Mackey, tried to drive, kick out, Ganstrom. Tigers have switched up the defenses a few times. Now they're playing a 3-2 zone, with Roney up there at the top trying to get some deflections. Mackey wraps it around to Corby. Thunder made just one three-pointer, didn't attempt too many. They try one here, and it's a miss by Ganstrom. Rebound Roney trying to rip it away, but can't. So both teams with the tie-up on the defensive rebounding side here to begin this second half. It'll be Tiger possession, 6:46 to go, third quarter, down by 13. 8 o'clock tonight, the start time for the Sabetha and Royal Valley girls here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 1-2 and 3A games tonight. 4A gets back at it tomorrow with Holton at Wamego. That'll be broadcast on MSC Sports as well. In the lane to Young, working against Rodney now. Tough shot blocked. And the Tigers have got it inside, but boy, I don't know if Young has much of a chance. Rodney now's at 6-2, back-to-back rejections. Rodney now's on the year has 67 blocked shots. Corby open. She shoots the three. This one no good. And rebounded by Jeff West. Tigers need to capitalize on a couple quick three-point misses by Nemaha Central here to begin the second half. Biltoff working against Ganstrom now. Goes all the way. And a third block shot this quarter by Roddinghouse. Tigers keep the possession as Ella Dickey takes it to the top. Freshman will shoot the three, and it's no good. She hasn't been able to connect, and the rebound secured this time by Ella Larkin. Corby pushing it for the Thunder. Long pass over to Ganstrom, who's wide open, but a timeout by Coach Adam Hilton. He'll take a 30 here. We'll keep it here. 5:38 to go, third quarter. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. And don't forget at the end of our broadcast tonight, the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Whether you're buying or selling residential, agricultural, or commercial property, trust Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll also pick a player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. What do you think of the timeout here by Coach Hilton? He's talking about maybe trying to attack a little more and get some of those motion movements, passes going to the basket like they did in the first half instead of a couple early possession threes.
Absolutely. You know, remember what got us here, what got us this lead. We attacked the paint, we threw the ball in, we scored some layups, and sometimes it's just a quick reminder. It's, you know, figure it out, get back to what we do well, and this is the postseason. Let's not waste any possessions. Let's make sure we're getting the most out of each one.
Good to have that conversation up still by 13 points instead of when you start to feel maybe a little bit of pressure, if that would be the case here tonight. See if the Tigers can get back in it. But a team that isn't a real prolific offense, for Jeff West to get back in this game, they're going to continue to need stops on the defensive end. No fouls yet here in the second half. 5:30 to go as we resume play. Thunder with the basketball on their offensive end. Mackey defended by Biltoff. Ganstrom now has it. Again, the Tigers still in his zone. Here's a pass in the lane. Nice find. And that's high percentage. It's Ella Larkin with her first field goal. Lead back to 15 as it was at the break. A big lead of 17 in the first half for the girls from Seneca. Biltoff, nice crossover. Couldn't get the shot off. Then the ball kind of slipped out of her hands. I think she was in trouble and made it look like, you know, it had been deflected or something, but it was no doubt a double dribble. Turnover number 10 on the Tigers. Corby taking a look, brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass over to Mackey. Ganstrom now. Mackey still playing with kind of a brace on that left shoulder a bit, trying to hold it in place and take her through her senior campaign on the basketball court. Three-year varsity performer. Bad pass here hit the feet of Ganstrom, but she's able to keep the possession alive. And now it's knocked away from Biltoff, but the Thunders still have the ball. 4.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Fine to be patient up 15 and get a nice layup down low. Roddinghouse, it was the high-low set that time, and it's also the fourth personal foul by Brooklyn at Michalis for Jeff West. Yeah, patience and getting a shot right underneath. I don't know what else you could ask for. They even took about 40 seconds off the clock. Roddy now sets to the line. First attempt tonight is good. Riley has 9 points. Michela's staying in the game with 4 personal fouls. I guess when you're down 16, it's now or never.
Yeah, that's the tough part. You know, now you kind of have to. You've got yourself into this situation. You got to do everything you can to stay on the floor, be really smart. But the way Nima Hall is handling that extended zone, the high-low look, that could be troublesome to stay out of foul trouble.
Near steal by Corby, but just a second late getting there. She will help Melanie Roney back to her feet. Good sportsmanship there by the girls wearing jersey number 3. Second personal on Cassidy Corby. And now back to the 17-point largest deficit of the night here for the Tigers. About half of the third quarter has gone by. Michalis, who hit 2 early trays and gave Jeff West a 7-1 lead, gives this one to Ella Dickey. Freshman's missed all of her shots tonight. And a pass stolen away by Corby from Roney this time. Roney dives on the floor, but Corby gets the ball, and a wide-open layup is good. Corby's first point of the half, 15 off a Tiger turnover. And it's 38-19. Built off with players waiting to check in. Coach Malloy trying to find some more options offensively. Roney dribbles around to the far side and shoots. It's a long 2, and she hit it. What a tough shot there, barely getting squared up. Roney knocked it down.
A lefty going left, gets squared up, and it's over.
3:25 left here in the third quarter. 38-21. Ganstrom long pass to Corby, quickly inside. And the shot missed short by Larkin, but got her own rebound, and it's an and one. Count that bucket, plus a free throw here for Ella Larkin. Second foul on the Tigers since the break. Oh, and it's on Michalis, and she fouls out with 3:17 to go in the third quarter. That is tough. She had 6 points tonight on those 2 early threes, and Thunder are going to bring in Mackenzie Henry. Chance to make it a 20-point margin. Larkin, and one. She's now got 7 points and has made 3 of 5 free throws, and she'll be replaced by Addie Holthaus. Sophomores swapping spots there. The only 2 sophomores and underclassmen on the sub-state roster for Coach Haddon Hilton and the Lady Thunder this year. Kelly Williams, the assistant over there, talking the girls that just checked out of the game. It's 41-21. Hilltop. Both these teams were in Hutch at the state tournament last year, and here's a bank shot good. It is Mallory Young with her first field goal of the night. Jeff West, remember, a year ago as an underdog, won a couple games against their seed in sub-state. Here's a 3 by Roddy now, so I don't think that's a shot Nemaha wants. She has made 5 of them on the season as the Tigers go to the other end. They beat Riley County, who was undefeated in last year's sub-state championship game, to get to Hutch. Did the Jeff West girls, and they throw this one away. Ouch, about hit a little baby over there. Everybody's okay. Mom might be a little shaken, but the baby protected, and here we go. 2:30 to go in the third quarter. Another Tiger turnover. They're 12. Coach Hilton might be thinking about putting this one on cruise control as Corby missed a 3-point shot. Roney chases down the rebound. Problem for Jeff West again is that they're just not a team that can score a lot in a hurry. Roney crossover, gets to the paint, scoop shot. Roddy Nels blocked it, but did pick up the foul. That's her second. Jeff West girls started the year 4-0. Then they had a stretch during the middle part of the campaign. They went just 1-5 during the 6-game stretch. But now in their last 11 games, they have 8 wins against only 3 losses. And of those 3 losses, it's been to Nemaha Central and Sabatha and Royal Valley, all teams here in this sub-state. There's a 3rd personal on Riley Roddinouth, by the way. She takes a seat. First free throw was good. No good by Roney. Here's her 2nd attempt. She has 8 points tonight. Now 2 for 3 at the line and 2 for 4 as both of them go awry. Well, Larkin will get it to Cassidy Corby. Well, if I'm the Thunder, I'm trying to be pretty patient now, especially if Jeff West is going to stay in some zone defense here for a while.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with using some clock and getting a good shot. You don't want to get too passive at this point. It's awful early still. You know, they come turn the ball over right there, but still attack it, still do what you do. But you can be a little more methodical about it now.
Corby lost that one trying to drive baseline. Turnover number 8 on the Thunder, lead by 18. Minute 45 left here in the third. Biltoff able to drive and a foul. It's on the floor. Third foul on the Thunder and only two on Jeff West here since intermission. Roddy now is the first Thunder player to reach the three-foul plateau, and this one is the first personal on Addie Holthouse. And for the first time tonight is Cassidy Rethman, a 5'10 junior. Lob in, stolen away by Larkin as she took it away from Young, and then a foul against the Tigers. Mallory Young picks up her third. Shalis has already fouled out. The Tiger bench a bit depleted.
And Ella Larkin makes another big play. Her stat line right now, what I got down, 7.7 boards, a couple steals, doing all the little things right to help her team.
Takes players like that, no doubt, to have a championship-type squad like the Thunder, who won the Big 7 League for the fourth consecutive year. We were talking earlier with Logan to break how good the Big 7 is. How about Thunder winning it four times in a row as they lose the basketball here? Up comes the Tigers, built off, spin it around, top of the key, head fake, drives by Rethman, kicks over to Roney at the elbow, the shot no good. Corby's got the rebound for Nemaha Central. Tempo pushed, and the nice pass ahead, and there's Larkin getting fouled. Back to the line where she's made 3 of 5 tonight, which is 62 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Ella Dickey picks up her second personal. Free throw for Larkin is perfect. Thunder continue to make some hay at the charity stripe. We talk about Larkin. She's actually scored 6 of her 8 points now here in this third quarter. As the Tigers bring in Allie Warden and Meg Tibbetts. Roney and Biltoff stay, and Young's still out there as well. The second free throw good. That gives Larkin 9. Roddy Nouse has 10, and Corby leads the way with 15 for the Thunder. Looking to improve to 21-1 on the season. Undefeated last year, perfect 24-0. Biltoff drive, shot blocked, and a foul. And Cassidy Rethman said, I only touched the basketball, but Mr. John Stouse, our official, says, that is your first personal here with a 20-point game. And built off at the line, good. One of the best in the Big 7, nearly 80% free throw shooting, Kristen Biltoff. Now has 6 points tonight. Second free throw good gives her 7. Our 8 o'clock semifinal game will have a lot more three-pointers made, I guarantee you that. Sabeth and Royal Valley will be letting it fly later tonight. So that is not as much as they had the last 2 or 3 years behind the three-point line, but they can still do it. Panthers, that is their M.O. Here's a steal by Jeff West for the 10 turnovers in the game on Nemaha Central here this quarter. The ball knocked out, last touched by Mackey with 25 seconds to go. 43-25, Ganstrom comes in defensively here, replacing Mackey for the Thunder. With Jeff West, they're going to bring back their entire team next year, so Big 7 will continue to be phenomenal. Here's Roney driving. Oh, and that one spun out. Got a good look and used the glass, but it wouldn't go down the rim. Here's a three-point shot by Mackenzie Henry that's no good. Corby gets it with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Her jumper in the lane, no, but rebounded by Larkin. That third try's no good, and Larkin rebounds it again. A fourth shot for the Thunder to end the third quarter. Henry to Corby. It's good if it goes. A three. No. And the lead is 18 heading to the fourth. Nemaha Central, 43. Jeff West, 25. 8 minutes left in this game and another game at 8 o'clock tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you heard? Family Practice Associates is now named Holton Family Medicine, Hoyt Family Medicine, and Wetmore Family Medicine. While it's a new name, we are still dedicated to providing quality care to our friends and neighbors. We are still personally invested in your communities, serving you through compassion and knowledgeable health care. We are still here to show you the difference between treatment and care. Count on Holton, Hoyt, Wetmore, Family Medicine to provide personalized care with hometown heart. Quality care, close to home.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford and Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
KNZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go. Nemoff Central with the ball and a basket for the Thunder. It's a 20-point lead as Cassidy Corby scores, has 17 points tonight. And our score is 45-25. Nemaha Central girls leading Jeff West. Trying to make it three straight against the Thunder, or against the Tigers this year, are the Thunder. Missed shot by Roney, and the rebound batted around and touched out by Henry Lest. Allie Warden was battling there, and it's going to be Tiger possession. I don't know if there's a recipe for Jeff West at this point in the game or not. Might be dependent upon some kind of minor miracle, down 20 in the fourth quarter against a team that's this good like Nemoff Central.
Yeah, I mean, the recipe is don't get yourself in that hole, and the foul trouble early didn't help. When you got one of your better three-point shooters over on the bench and down that much, you would rely on the three a little bit, but it's going to have to come from someone else.
Ball knocked out by Cassidy Corby as Roney tried to drive and dish it through the lane. Tigers will inbound here underneath their own basket. Team fouls even at four. Plenty of timeouts left for both teams, but I don't know if we'll have many here in the final 8 minutes. Biltoff, off balance, shot goes, and one, they're going to count it, yes, for Kristen Biltoff. You have to try that hard to get points. That's kind of how the night's gone for Jeff West, it seems like, here. Thunder have been great defensively as Biltoff converts the three-point play. She's got 10 on the night. And John Malloy wants a timeout here. Kind of one last plea to his girls to see if he can coach Aaron, starting with some stops or takeaways on the defensive end. 45-28, Nemoff Central still in control. Early fourth quarter, we'll take the timeout. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Sabathia, the site for 3A Substate. It'll be boys games tomorrow, Pleasant Ridge and Marysville. And then the Jeff West boys will be here tomorrow night to take on Royal Valley. Panther boys are the top seed. Those boys games tomorrow, also right here on the Sabathia channel at mscsports.net and 103.9 KNZA. Adam and Tiger timeout. They trail by 17. Nemoff Central with the basketball. They've outscored Jeff West in every quarter so far. Hannah Mackey getting a pick from Riley Roddinghouse. Also Corby and Larkin and Canstrom out there for Coach Haddon Hilchin. Taking a little air out of the basketballs. The Tigers are still in the zone here.
Yeah, they're going to have to switch that up. Nemaha looks like they're just going to be patient, move the ball from side to side. You know, find those open high post players, low post players, and get the layups when they can.
Mackey goes around a defender and then whips it out to Ganstrom, who shoots an open three, and it's no good. Tipped by Roddinghouse to Corby, who scores. Count it. Cassidy Corby now with 19 and a free throw pending. Seen a few more offensive rebounds for the Thunder here, it seems like, as this game has gone along. Biltoff and Young return for the Tigers, and Holthaus comes back in for Nemaha Central. Foul number two on Meg Tibbetts of Jeff West. Team fouls even at five. Corby, perfect. 20 for her tonight. She attempted over 120 free throws on the season. Tonight she has made 8 of 9. And as a team, Nemoff Central's now made 19 out of 24 from the free throw line. Take that every night of the week. Here's Kinley Stones back in there for Jeff West, her second appearance. The pass by Tibbetts too high over the head of Dickey. Talk about the youth of Jeff West. Again, no seniors out there on the floor. I got 13 Tiger turnovers. Maybe that was 14.
I got 13 with you.
10 turnovers on Nemaha Central, but a 20-point Thunder advantage, 48-28. Nemaha Central players, coaches, fans will not be allowed to stick around here in the gym and watch that later game tonight between Sabetha and Royal Valley at 8 o'clock as Thunder get a down low to Riley Roddinghouse, and she's fouled by Mallory Young. That is personal number 4 on Young. Michalis fouled out for Jeff West with 3:17 left in the third quarter. Roddinghouse, 2 for 2 at the line, missed that one, but how would you like to have a 6'2 senior post player on your team that can make 77% of her free throws? You can work with that a little bit, right?
I'd say most coaches would be very appreciative.
Did miss the first, but made the second, and that's 11 on the night for R&R. 49-28. Thunder will be in the bonus, by the way, the rest of the night. Bill Tom. We'll stop and go. Tried to thread the needle to Roney, and a foul on the deck. Trying to get the steal was Ella Larkin. I think they called a foul on her. Second personal. And now both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the night. 5:35 to go. Royal Valley Sabetha at 8 o'clock. We'll have a little break in between. Dickey a 3. Still no good. She's had a rough night shooting. Dickey's made 15 three-pointers on the season. He's just a freshman, moved into the starting lineup in the second half when Meg Tibbetts went out with some time missed there, but Tigers have struggled all the way around offensively here tonight. Pass to the right side, Holthouse missed the shot, Roddinghouse rebounds and puts it back but missed. Now another rebound and a foul. Mallory Young saying, what else do I have to do? She had the inside position that time, but she's given up about 4 or 5 inches to Riley Roddinghouse, who just from behind her reached over the top, avoiding the contact, getting the rebound. Now it's Larkin at the line, and that went in and out, no good. Third foul by Melanie Roney, who had 2 early in this game and had to set for quite a bit of time in the second quarter when Nemaha went on a 17-5 run to kind of blow this game open. Next free throw attempt is tickling the twine and good for Larkin, who is in double digits now with 10.
And has a double-double with 10 rebounds on the night, unofficially, but...
Oh, I trust you. It's official, right? 50-28. Here's a drive off the glass. Shot missed by Biltoff a little bit too hard. And now a foul against the Tigers with 4:50 to go.
We're going to call it official for sure because she just got another rebound, so I'm not that far off.
There you go. Just in case you had added an extra, she's got that one now. And a 1-1 here for the lady we speak of, Ella Larkin. Only averaging 7 points a night, so she's definitely stepped up above her par game for the season this year. And she hits the front end of a 1-1. Don't forget, we'll pick a player to bank on tonight during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Player to bank on from the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. 4:50 to go. Larkin again, and that's good. She might about have that award wrapped up, it sounds like.
She's making a case.
Cassidy Corby with 20, but Corby's out of this game, and I don't think she'll come back in. Probably a little extra rest here for Coach Hilchin and his starters, who will play on Saturday. The Tigers miss a shot. Here comes the Thunder. All the starters probably going to be over on that bench here pretty quickly next to Coach Hilchin. Around the screen, here's Holthouse. Back to Rethman, looking down low for Larkin, but it's touched out of bounds. 4:18 to go. It's 52-28. Tomorrow night we'll have those two boys games here, Jeff West and Royal Valley, and then the early game tomorrow at 5:30 is Marysville and Pleasant Ridge. 3-point shot by Larkin. Give me that player to bank on. She wants it. A triple to add to her stat line, and now a 15.9 for Ella Larkin. Makes it 55-28. Piltoff tries, and that shot blocked by Rethman. Out of bounds. The Thunder will keep it. And it is getting away now, 3 points away from a running clock here to finish out this sub-state semifinal. Gannstrom takes a seat. That's just the second made three-point basket for the Thunder tonight. Here's an inbounds play, and Biltoff, right? Yep, gets the bucket. She has a dozen.
For the listeners out there that aren't viewers, Biltoff threw that off the back of Rethman, who didn't see the ball, stepped in, caught it. So Rethman with the awkward assist, if you want to call it that.
Thank you. I missed that. Biltoff brings it ahead. See, that's why you're here, Ryan. I knew there had to be multiple purposes as the Tigers lose this one out of bounds, and it'll go to the Thunder, who lead by 25. So the Thunder are clearing their bench. Faith Henry is a junior. Carrie Heidemann is a senior. Mackenzie Henry is a junior. Madison Lorcher is a junior. And Cassidy Rethman is a junior. That's who's out there on the floor right now. The Holt House Auto House lineup reset here in the fourth quarter with just 3:20 to go. And a 25-point Nemaha Central lead. They won the first quarter 15-12 despite falling down early 7-1. Big difference was the second quarter tonight. Nemaha had a 17-5 advantage there. They won the third quarter 11-8 and now winning this fourth quarter currently 12-5. And that 7-1 lead for the Tigers and Coach John Malloy probably feels like a month ago. Because not a lot has gone right since then. Down low, Rethman. Somebody trying to tie her up, and does, with the possession arrow favoring Jeff West. 3 minutes, 1 second remaining. Jeff West ahead from left to right. Biltoff, an all-leaguer as a sophomore. Back for her senior season next year. Same with Roni, who missed it down low. Jocelyn Hartley's checked in. She puts it back up and missed. Roni gets the rebound. She'll kick it out. Warden to Dickey for three. No good. Rebound tipped a couple times, and Rethman's got it for the Thunder with 2.5 minutes to go. A couple good looks that time for the Tigers, but the ball just has not wanted to go through the cylinder here tonight. Here's a three-point shot off the mark. Missed by Rethman. Jeff West wants to push it. Dickey lobs it up to Biltoff, who missed the layup, felt some footsteps from behind, and Kristen could not convert. Now a double team, and Roni trying to take it away, but knocks it out of bounds. Jeff West continuing to clear their bench as Jamie Osborne, their other senior besides Jocelyn Hartley, comes in for the final couple minutes. Nemaha Central will be 21-1. It looks like Jeff West's season going to end at 13 wins and 8 losses. I've mentioned this a couple times this year, but pretty incredible that we were able to get a nearly full season in for most high school basketball teams in our area.
Yeah, thankful and incredible.
And now if we could just finish it, that's what Nemaha Central definitely is thinking about after going 24-0 and ending their season before the state semifinals last year. A three by Allie Warden for Jeff West is good. First points for her tonight. The fourth triple for the Tigers. First one since halftime. 55-33, though. The game not in doubt. Faith Henry, three-pointer, answers. And Nemaha Central has made three threes, and they've also now had eight different girls score the basketball here tonight. Biltoff. To Osborne, back to Biltoff. Bounce pass from Hartley went through the legs of the defender, I believe, at the missed shot by Roni. And now she gets her own miss and has a stick back. Melanie Roni with 10, timeout Jeff West. And even with under a minute to go, it doesn't appear the Tigers are just going to roll over here and stop pressing or trying or concede their season. As we got a 30-second timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whitey, the perfect timeout snack. It's hard. I mean, the Tigers certainly felt like they could compete with Nemaha Central. They only lost to them by 7 in Seneca, by 3 points in Meriden. That was just a week ago, but boy, that second quarter, and Nemaha Central getting on an 18-0 run, and as we've mentioned here tonight, documented, I mean, Jeff West, a team much better when they're playing with the lead and not having to try to play catch-up. Imhoff taking advantage of getting a ton of free throws tonight, making most of them. They have been in control. Thunder with the basketball out of the timeout. Three-point shot by Heidemann, no good. Hartley rebounds, and we're under 40 seconds left. Got some pep sections, student sections. They got some bands. They got some cheerleaders. Got a lot more butts in the seats here tonight, and that certainly feels good. Tigers with 20 seconds to go here. Still down 23. They wanted Jamie Osborne to shoot. Didn't. Roney will turn and pump it in the lane and score. It's 12 for Roney and 12 for Biltoff to lead Jeff West again this evening. Final 10 seconds. Post game coming up. Three by Lorcher. That is good. A two, a long two. Tippy toe on the line for the final score of Nemaha Central 60. Jeff West 37. Post game, player to bank on. Checking the final stats. It's all coming up. Game one's gone final. The Thunder are moving on. They'll play Saturday at 2 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
At Lasting Impressions, we believe that clearance isn't crap. Come take advantage of our 25 and 50% off clearance racks for huge savings on t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. Visit us at lastingimpressionsofks.com or stop by and see us at 408 Dakota and Holton, where clearance isn't crap.
Hey, this is Nikki from the Pines in Holton. If you're looking for flexible scheduling and an amazing team to work with, please apply for a position at the Pines. CNA and CMA positions are available, offering competitive wages, night shift differential, supplemental health insurance benefits, paid time off, and more. Become a part of the Pines family by picking up an application at either location. For further information, check us out on Facebook, The Pines of Holton. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
The pandemic has left everyone with a long list of things to catch up on. Time with friends, travel, and visits with loved ones. At Community Healthcare System, we know you need to catch up on care too. Care for yourself and your family by scheduling the wellness visit, cancer screening, or the important test you missed last year. Catch up on care at Community Healthcare System to make sure you stay healthy in 2021. Visit online at chcsks.org to find out more information. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
If something were to happen to you today, would your family be taken care of tomorrow? This is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We would like to help you make sure your estate will be secure when you are no longer there. As executor of your estate or trustee of your trust, Citizens Trust Department will ensure your assets are handled the way you want them to be, which is the way it should be. Call or come by and see Eric Madsen or Lori Niggas today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back, our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. As Nemaha Central girls advance to Saturday's sub-state finals, they beat Jeff West for the third time this season, but the most lopsided victory this year comes here tonight in Sabetha in the semifinals of sub-state, as it's Nemaha Central 60, Jeff West 37. And the gym will be cleared and sanitized, and we're going to have to get out of here pretty quick. But, Logan, I wanted to give you a chance to kind of get your final thoughts. What did you think about this game here tonight?
Obviously, it kind of just flipped away. Jeff West, they started out strong. And in comparison, Justin and Ryan, I'm going to compare it to like how the Spetha boys did against Marysville on Tuesday night. The Spetha boys came out strong, kind of got off to a hot start where maybe people probably didn't really think they would. And then just kind of let it start slipping away little by little. And then, boom, Marysville just kind of put the clamps on and said, you know what, we're just going to end this thing right now. We don't, you know, we want to move on. And that was kind of the end of it. And that's pretty much what Seneca did tonight. But Nemaha Central, they pretty much played a phenomenal game from start to finish. And they're going to move on to face whoever wins this next game and this next one. To me, it kind of feels like the next one, Sebesta and Royal Valley, the way they've played each other and the way those two teams have been, that could be a sub-state championship game in that one in its own right, but the winner of that one's going to get Nemaha Central on Saturday night, excuse me, and that is going to be a heck of a game as well.
Should be a great one coming up tonight, 8 p.m. again for Sebesta Nemaha Central. Let's get you the final stats here real quick, and then we'll get Ryan's wrap-up thoughts as well. For the visiting Jeff West Tigers tonight, they were led by Kristen Biltoff and Melanie Roney with 12 points apiece. Brooklyn Michalis scored 6. Mallory Young had 4. And Allie Warden had a late 3. Jeff West made 4 shots behind the arc. They were 7 of 9 at the line. The Tigers had 14 turnovers tonight. They end their season with a record of 13-8. Jeff West still a good year, went 8-6 in the Big 7 League. Final stats for Nemaha Central. Cassidy Corby leads them offensively, scored 20 points, went 8 of 9 from the line. But plenty of help as a total of 9 different girls scored for Nemaha Central. After Corby's 20, next was Ella Larkin with 15. Riley Roddinghouse had 12. Taryn Gamstrom added 4 points. Faith Henry hit a late 3. 2 for Hannah Mackey, 2 for Madison Lorcher, 2 for Addie Holthouse, and 1 for Mackenzie Henry. Free throws, we talked about it a lot tonight. Nemaha Central was terrific. Made 16 out of 23 total free throws here tonight. They made just 3 threes in the contest, but only had 11 turnovers, and they win it by 23 points. On the scoreboard, Ryan, your final thoughts, and also go ahead and lead us into our player to bank on here.
Well, I think defense and rebounding were really the difference. And like you said, Jeff West jumps out to a big lead, but, you know, Nemaha's defense never really strayed. They kept after it. They pressured the ball. They got some turnovers, and they were phenomenal on the glass. In the postseason, you know, those rebounding advantages are huge. And I thought, you know, some adjustments to some foul calls early, Jeff West had to make those and didn't quite get that done, so... leading into it, here's the deal. Cassidy Corby is a really good player. You know, finishes with 20 points, how many rebounds, how many assists, steals, fills up a stat sheet. I was really impressed with Roney and Biltoff from Jeff West tonight. Two younger players with a very bright future, but I'm going to throw my game ball at the sophomore from Nemaha Central. Ella Larkin, 14 points, 11 rebounds, 8 of 11 from the free throw line, and probably just tossed another kink into someone else's scouting report by doing that. And that's what you need in the postseason, someone else to step up. You know what you're going to get from some of those other kids, but when someone else steps up, goes above their averages, and helps your team, that's huge. So great job tonight, Ella.
Yeah, I agree. She more than doubled her offensive output, plus all the rebounds and other stats she filled up that you mentioned. Ella Larkin, 5'8 sophomore, our player to bank on tonight, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Our postgame wrap-up presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, commercial, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. We're going to wrap up our broadcast, and we got about... What time is it? It's almost 7, so we'll go back on the air not till about 7:45 or 7:50. We got literally about 50 minutes here that we're going to sign off. We're going to shut down the feed as well, so if you've been watching the live video stream, that will be shut down as well. We will restart a new stream around 7:45 or 7:50 to get ready for the 8 p.m. start tonight for the Royal Valley and Sebesta girls. But Nemaha Central's advance, they move on. Final score for the Lady Thunder tonight, 60-37, as they beat Jeff West. They're now 21-1 on the campaign. They'll have a third meeting, no matter who it is, Saturday at 2 o'clock, either Royal Valley or Sebesta for this sub-state championship. For Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell, Mike on the Sabetha Channel, and Ryan Noel, we'll be back with you a little bit before 8 o'clock here on KNZA. Seth Tollefson will take it over. Some other scoring finals, local news and weather as well before our next game, plus some country music tonight from Seth back at the studios. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke. Thanks for listening.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Because there was value investing in our community for generations to come, Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate was started by my dad, Dale Kellerman, in the 1960s.
Watching our community evolve over time has given us cause to reminisce about the good old days. But then we see all the new energy that is pouring into our county and the Holton Town Square.
At Kellerman's, we reinvest our dollars and energies back into the community, organizations, and events.
Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Zero turn with speed to burn. That's Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair. And all in-stock Hustlers are on sale now during their big spring sales event. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. And ask about the layaway program at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Seth Tollefson here with you on 103.9 FM KNZA. As you just heard, girls high school substate basketball from Sabetha High School as the number one overall seed, and that girls substate Nemaha Central taking care of Jeff West 60-37. As the Thunder are now 20-1 on the season, and they advance to the semifinals on Saturday. Well, they will face the winner of our next game, which, as Justin mentioned, is about an hour away, where Royal Valley will play the host school, Sabetha. The 2 and the 3 seed will meet up for the third time, both teams winning on their home courts in the regular season. And again, the rubber match of that game will determine our championship substate from Sabetha High School coming up on Saturday. As like I mentioned, Nemaha Central already advancing to play the winner of Sabetha Royal Valley. Do have a couple of more scores, some girls finals in Class 1A at Axtell tonight. It was Wetmore surviving a game against Lynn 34-30 to advance. Wetmore is 15-6, and Lynn ends the season at 9-11. Class 1A then at Centralia High School, it is Clifton Clyde upsetting the number one overall seed in that substate, Jackson Heights, 45-36. That game heard on 92.1 FM, KMCA, a girls semifinal in Class 1A. We do have a boys final as well from Valley Heights in Class 2A. Riverside takes care of Mar Hill Mount Academy tonight, 56-47. So another big 7 team will advance, but that in the Class 2A substate tournament at Valley Heights. Stay tuned for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, which will come your way here later tonight at the conclusion of our second game here later this evening. We'll have all the scores from Northeast Kansas. We'll preview what's coming up here tomorrow night for substate action, and also kind of take a look at what's coming up on Saturday with substate championship games. So we'll review the brackets and take a look at all the scores from high school basketball here tonight on a little extra edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're going to get to news. We'll also check your weather. And like Justin mentioned, we also have some music loaded up and ready to go. That's coming up next here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
We really strive to
the upcoming
work
crop
with
year. You're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Houlton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.